From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The UN Security Council voted unanimously Saturday to pass a resolution pushed by the United States that is intended to deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its nuclear and ballistic missile program. The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's intercontinental ballistic missile launches July 3rd and 28th, which showed that the nation may now have the capacity to bring the U.S. mainland and much of Europe into its crosshairs. The provisions effectively deny Pyongyang of a third of its annual $3 billion in export revenue. Four export sectors are targeted in the resolution. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi held a bilateral meeting with his North Korean counterpart, Ri Yong-ho, Sunday at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit in Manila. Wang said he urged Ri in the meeting on the sidelines to adhere to UN resolutions and stop provoking the international community's goodwill with missile launches and nuclear tests. Wang also said he advised his North Korean counterpart to take a double suspension approach to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop spoke to other ministers.
North Korea's development of weapons of mass destruction in contravention of UN Security Council resolutions is a direct threat to us all. In this challenging strategic environment, the role that a strong and united ASEAN must play in support of the rules-based order, dialogue and respect for international law is greater than ever.
Although the U.S. government has leaned on much of Asia to condemn North Korea's test of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles, a Philippine foreign affairs spokesman declined to make a U.S. connection. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has met separately in Manila with the foreign ministers of Myanmar, Japan and South Korea as he begins his first official trip to Southeast Asia. The top U.S. diplomat is taking part in meetings with members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Regional Forum as he seeks to build pressure on North Korea. The Latin American trade bloc has suspended Venezuela's membership just hours after the newly elected Constituent Assembly ousted the country's chief prosecutor. The suspension is indefinite, and Venezuela joined the bloc in 2012 and has been suspended before for failing to uphold its commitments. The U.S. military says it has called off the search for three U.S. Marines who are missing after their tilt rotor aircraft crashed into the sea Saturday off Australia's east coast. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
U.S. military calling off search and rescue for three missing Marines on Sunday after their plane crashed into the sea off the Australian coast. 23 others aboard the Osprey aircraft have been rescued. EMS officials say one person's been taken to hospital. The Marine Corps has shifted to recovery efforts and say the incident is under investigation. The aircraft was on regular operations when it hit the water, and officials called the weather conditions at the time, quote, benign. Osprey aircraft have been a part of mishaps resulting in death or injuries in recent years. In December, the U.S. military grounded its Osprey fleet in Japan after one of them ditched into the sea, injuring five crew.
23 other people aboard the MV-22 Osprey have been rescued. A Marine Corps statement says they've begun a recovery effort in coordination with the Australian Defense Forces. An official with the FBI says an explosion Saturday in a Minnesota mosque was caused by an improvised explosive device. No one was injured in the blast at the Dar al-Farouk Islamic Center in the city of Bloomington. A number of people from other faiths gathered to show their solidarity with Muslims there. And Asad Zaman of an American Muslim, a group, spoke.
Hate is not okay. We need a better America. We need an America where people are safe with their neighbors.
Rick Thornton, the FBI special agent in charge of the investigation, spoke to reporters and said that at this point, the focus is to determine who and why and whether or not it's a hate crime. Japan Sunday marked the 72nd anniversary of the U.S. nuclear bombing of Hiroshima that led to the end of World War II. For the first time, or it's truly time to pursue a world without nuclear weapons. We need participation from nuclear weapons and non-nuclear weapon states, said Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.